Good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap on KYMN. 23 minutes after the hour of 10, we have beautiful blue skies and 0 degrees. Absolutely nothing going on out there for the weather today. Plenty of stuff going on for Raiders sports throughout the day. Of course, the swim club's got their championship meet going on. The ski club's out. The basketball teams are out and playing and all kinds of fun stuff going on. So, since we couldn't get Doug Davis on the phone live with us because his hands are tied, so I thought I'd reach out to the one and only Joel Olson. Joel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on? Are you you going to help out with that swim meet today, or what's going on?
No, I'm not. Actually, my wife and I are going to a play this afternoon. So,
really? And what would that play be?
It's at the Orpheum, and it's called...
You better look it up.
It's on my calendar.
Did she schedule this?
Come From Away.
Come From Away. Okay.
Yep.
She scheduled this, so I take that.
She did, and it's kind of a date day instead of a date night.
Oh, awesome. So you're going to take the day off from activities. So
yeah.
Tell me about what's going on, though, with Raider activities and different things like that. We... again, things have changed a little bit. The omnivirus is building and building and building, and they're talking about, I know that the city of Northfield is talking about some additional mask mandates and some different things like that. What's going on as far when it comes from the education side of things? Where is the school at?
We've been masking during the day for the whole school year, but at events, it's been an optional thing for fans. But starting yesterday, we're going to require that masks be worn by fans just to limit the potential of to the athletes and coaches, but also just to be able to keep people coming to events. I'd hate to go back to last year when we just had parents being able to come to the event.
Yeah. So does that include sportscasters?
Good question. if you're far enough away, you probably don't have to, because I know the limitations that a mask puts on one when they're trying to speak into a microphone and do play-by-play.
Right. It is quite mumbling, so to speak. So outside of that, so you've kind of already had a mask mandate kind of into place the entire time. Is there anything else that you're hearing from the state of Minnesota or anything like that they're proposing to you or asking you to look into?
Yeah, we had a high school league meeting this week, and their requirements, regardless if your school does a 5-day return, they still require a 10-day return to competition for athletes. So if you're tested positive, you cannot compete for 10 days. And that's also if you have a negative test coming back.
Oh, wow. 10 days. So I know the professionals were having a hard time. They were bringing that back to 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the high school is still going to stick with 10, at least for now. And that really comes into play with, as we get towards section time. Last year we started separating the lower levels from the varsity on buses and trying to keep kids apart in practices, things like that, just so they can go to their section events and compete.
Have you had the opportunity to go to these events? I mean, so 2020, a lot of things got canceled. Then in the fall of 2020, you had to put certain things into place. And then in 2021, things started to relax a little bit. You started bringing back normalcy. Now you got to turn it back around again. Are you seeing any, difficulties bringing that back? Or is it just because you had to go through what you did in 2020? It's old school. You could just figure it out and just take care of business?
Yeah, once you've gone through that, you kind of know what to expect. And people are used to these pivots that we're having to make here and there. And so the change is not overwhelming. The problem is you don't have control over some of these things. So in 2020, 2021, we had state mandates And then this year, it's kind of district by district, community by community. So that makes it hard for fans and kids and coaches and stuff when they're traveling. Like, okay, what's the rules when we go here? Can we do this? Can we not do this? The reason we're kind of pivoting back to being a little more strict is we're seeing more and more cancellations because of COVID. We've lost so far a girls' hockey game, a boys' hockey game, boys' basketball. And it wasn't because of our situation, it was because of the other team. So we're lucky in that sense because I know John Marshall's really had a hit. And so they are trying to reschedule 2 and 3 and 4 games for these different sports. I was talking to the Lakeville North connection I have in my household, who's my bonus daughter, Abby. They've lost 4 basketball games so far because of various things. So the problem, too, is we're getting into the season where there's nowhere to make them up. So that's going to be the challenge.
If they don't make them up, they'll just, the record's the record, right?
It's going to be labeled as a no contest. So there's no forfeit. There's no, negative impact. It's just a no contest. So, but you hate to see them lose games, but yeah, we're going to run out of dates.
Right. Yeah, it is. So. Now it's, and especially if you're going to try to, stay on schedule for the playoffs and then state tournaments. Have you heard any rumors as far as state tournament wise?
Everything's on. The only thing that changed, it was a facility situation with the Target Center for basketball because of scheduling. They're going to be able to play, I don't know if it's the boys or the girls, could play their first round tournaments or first round games at the Target Center. But then after that, it won't be available, so then they need to go to like the U of M or somewhere else in the metro to play those games. I'm sure there's going to be more as we get into these more strict or concise rules about what that's going to look like. Because I know Minneapolis and St. Paul are putting in the mask mandates now, so I'm sure that will affect people going to state tournaments and the kids and those protocols. So. You just gotta be aware and be vigilant and educate people that this is how we can continue to keep going.
I would love to play at the Barn. I love that stadium. It's just great.
Yeah. They did, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
5 years ago with the girls?
Yep. That's a great stadium, and it's a great atmosphere. You get all your fans in there. It's just the way they built that thing, and it's a great place to play. So Target Center, I've been there. It's nice, but The Barn is kind
Not
of
like
welcoming. Exactly. So what's coming up for activities-wise for you? What's, we're still right in the middle of winter sports, so I don't know if you got something special going on or...
Yeah, January for the athletic department is the longest month of the year. It's where everybody's... still in the regular seasons, yet you don't have any playoffs coming, and you're probably have 2, 3, 4 events a week. Back to like losing games and stuff, we had to postpone the basketball last night because of the snow. So you throw in weather situations, that creates another wrinkle in all of this. But so trying to reschedule games from weather or COVID, the boys, that swim meet today is the 1A true team meet, and that was supposed to be in Austin, but they had a COVID outbreak, so they asked us if we could host it, and Doug Davis, who just does a tremendous job, said yep, we'll do it. And so we scrambled this week getting officials and communications out. Now you're coming to Northfield. The wrestling team incidentally they had this tournament planned in Creston, Iowa, which is down by Des Moines. One of our assistant coaches is from there, so they've wanted to go down there just to give him that bragging rights to bring a team down there. So they actually left last night to go down there. So they're in Iowa today. Dance team's up in Lakeville. And next week, basketball teams are back in action, wrestling and hockey. And so the competitions, and we're going to start seeing like girls hockey, their sections start, you know, basically less than a month from now, and wrestling as well. And so we're going to start seeing that some of these fun things that they do towards the end of the season, whether it's community night, parent night, senior night, those kind of celebrations coming. So it's kind of a regular season schedule, but mixed in with some fun little events at each of the games potentially. And then we're going to race right into February, and that's when all the week, every week we'll have a new playoff starting.
So. Mm. Lots of activities. So now are you, yeah. And then it's spring sports. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
are you already planning for that, or are you even thinking about that right now?
Yeah, we actually, you know, even in the fall, with the beginning of practices, they'll start in March. And so I work with the Dundas Dome folks and get scheduled in there for early season practices for baseball, softball. And so we got to make sure we have those facilities ready to go. And we hired a new softball coach this fall. Justin Coleman is a new teacher, so he's going to take over for Ryan Peach. If anybody's looking that they might want to help out with softball, let us know. We're still looking for assistant coaches there and lacrosse coaches. So we're not completely ready to go with some of our sports with coaching positions, but we're pretty much ready to go with scheduling and with having a spring break early this year, that impacts the winter potential basketball schedules, but we'll be wide open, so we won't have kids missing or having to miss out once spring sports start.
Is Ryan heading to bigger and better things, or is he just taking a break?
You know, bigger and better with the family. He's got a young kids, I think a 1-year-old or 2-year-old and a 4 or 5-year-old. And so he just wanted that time with his kids and his family. And so we can't begrudge him for that. So
no. And, you know, with the state of the world, I mean, after what happened in 2020, you can't blame the guy.
No, not at all. All right. Not at all.
Well, superstar Joel Olson on the program this morning. Thank you so much, Joel. I'm going to let you get going. You've got a play to get to, so you better get your tuxedo put on. I'm sure it's going to be just a fantastic day.
It will, and it's a nice sunny day, and we just hope everybody's safe out there and take care of themselves. And as always, we appreciate your support and promoting our programs, and just really glad to have that partnership.
And we love having you on, and we love supporting the young kids here in Northfield. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Joel Olson, superstar and activities director for Northfield. So speaking of which, we were talking about an active sports schedule and things like that. So we're going to bring you as many sports as we can here going forward on KYMN. We've started doing some live streaming of some games. We did a hockey game here about a week or so ago that we streamed live on air, and it's at kymnradio.net. So if you ever want to check it out, you can do so. We'll try to keep you abreast of what's going on and give you some ideas of the schedules that we got coming up and different things that we're going to be doing. Speaking of which, Tuesday night, it's going to be boys hockey, and we'll host Mankato West here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue and AJ Reister will be bringing you all the action on Tuesday night starting around 7 o'clock. And then on Friday night, we are going to have some boys basketball. They'll host Faribault and Ned will be doing the play-by-play for that. Then the following Tuesday, we'll have boys hockey again, and we'll host Mankato East right here on 95.1 The One. And then Friday night again, girls basketball, where they host Mankato West. Then on a Saturday, January 29th, it will be the girls hockey taking on Rochester Mayo, and we'll see how that is pans out. We know that John Marshall is having some problems with COVID, different things like that, and just Rochester as a whole. So hopefully we'll be able to bring you that game on the 29th. Then on Thursday, February 3rd, it's boys basketball as they take on Mankato East. And then Saturday, a big one, February 5th. It'll be a Saturday hockey against the girls hockey team taking on the Owatonna Owls. And that should be a good one because that's going to have some ramifications of where we're ending up in the regular season. So far, the girls hockey team just with three losses, all of them outside the conference, all of them in the separate tournaments playing AA schools or bigger schools, and they did lose to Lakeville North earlier in the year as well. So both hockey teams out there doing some good. The basketball teams are making some hay. Swim team's destroying it. And we're going to find out what's going on with the ski team, hopefully coming up with Tracy Clausen. That's all coming up here on the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One.
Community Resource Bank is a true community bank. We believe banking is about helping people. Every client relationship is unique, and we are committed to helping find the right solution for our customers. Loan
would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Professional Pride Realty is Northfield's only locally owned and operated realty company. The buying and selling process of a home can be intimidating, so let an experienced local Professional Pride Realtor help navigate you and be your best advocate through the entire process from start to finish. Their caring and honest agents and staff want you to be successful in selling your current home or finding the home that's right for you. Professional Pride Realty is dedicated to providing a more personalized service while educating buyers and sellers on today's ever-changing market. Professional Pride Realty, providing you with good information to make good decisions.
At Johnson Ryland Homes, we're doing a lot of barrier-free homes lately. Some people call it age-in-place or universal design. The idea is that we build a beautiful home that meets all your needs today, but as you age and your mobility changes, that there's no steps, no stairs, no barriers in the house. The showers are recessed so that you can just roll right in. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap here on KYMN. And streaming, we'll be streaming the program after the program is done. We'll have it up on the website for you, so you can just go to kymnradio.net, select programs, pull up the Raider Wrap, and you can listen back to all the programs that we've had each week. So if you want to catch up and see what Jake Belvin had to say or find the Raider scoreboard with AJ Reister, you can do that by going to kymnradio.net. Clear skies, zero, on a probably a high of around 16 today. That's about it. And that's all she wrote. But we got some beautiful skies out there going on right now. So we were able to track down head coach Tracy Clausen of the Alpine Ski Team. Tracy's on his way to a vintage snowmobile show. So that should be a lot of fun. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. So, you know, all of December, pretty much all of December, was so mild. It was warm. It was November was warm. There was no snow, hardly at all. And I know even with, you know, Buck Hill and different places like that blowing snow or whatever. But, I mean, it was, I mean, we had such warm temperatures. It must have been tough to get the season underway.
Yeah, it was. We canceled two races in the month of December. But we did, we're able to make a race at, it was a tournament at Wild Mountain in Taylor's Falls. There was 23 teams there. We only took six females and six males. Females actually did really well at that one. They finished seventh overall. The boys, we just we struggled a little bit because we just don't have the depth with the numbers of athletes.
How many people are on the boys' ski team?
Seven.
Wow. Somebody gets hurt, then that's that's not much. How many? Can you race as many as you want to?
Most races, like a varsity race was 10 racers, and then they score either 5 or 4. And we have 17 females.
Okay. So if you skate, if you ski all 17, let's say, or 10, they just take the top 5 scores?
Well, no, I have to submit 10 racers, and then the rest would be a JV squad.
Okay. So out of those 10 racers, so for the boys, you only got 7, so you can't even race 3. Are they shorthanded then, or how do they judge that, the boys then?
Well, they'll still score 4. They'll still score 4 of the 7 racers that I got.
Okay.
And we do have some pretty good talent on our team with the boys, but we just don't have the depth if there's a mistake or
if somebody slips and falls or whatever the deal is and has a bad run, well, there's not much you can do. How many runs do they make?
2.
He must be going down into the valley over there as he's heading into Mazeppa.
Did I lose you?
There you are. You're back. How many runs do you take per racer?
Two runs.
Two runs. So, yeah, if you have a bad run and then a slip in the fall, then it's, because you don't have those 10 racers, it kind of gives you a little bit of a disadvantage. How about time-wise? How are the boys and the girls doing as far as overall, production? I know that the boys' swim team the other day, they had, multiple amounts of best times and scores, you know what I'm saying? So how are the guys doing and how are the girls doing when it comes to just overall achievement?
The boys have been struggling a little bit because we've had some COVID situations and health issues and stuff like that. So we've been more than shorthanded there. They're still hanging in there. Billy Wilson, we have a co-op with Cannon Falls, and Billy Wilson is our number one skier there. He's been doing really well. He's on a mission. He just missed going to state last year by 0.02 of a second. So he's on a mission this year, and you can tell and see it in his eyes and everything. And then we have 3 other racers that are doing well. So we're surviving with the boys. Next week we have 2 races. We'll be full staff next week. Girls, we're going to be strong. It's going to be a good year. We finished 7th at Wild. We finished 2nd last week at a Big 9 race. And we had a few mistakes, but I foresee things picking up for us in the future with the females.
Awesome. So what do you got coming up in the hopper here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we got next week we have another Big 9 race on Monday, and then we're going to an invite at Welch Village on Friday. And then the following week is a blackout week for us. With finals, but we don't have anything scheduled the last week of January.
The games that you canceled in December, or the tournaments or the matches, are you going to reschedule all those, or are they just gone?
Yeah, one of them is actually on Monday. The other one we just canceled totally. We may try to make it up as like a scrimmage, not a real official race. We'll see. We got to get our section races in and our conference races in first, and that's the highest priority.
Awesome. And the state's up in Bewabic, right? Giants Ridge?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Any chance you see any of your skiers advancing that far this year, or is that just something that's way too far ahead to look at?
Well, I wouldn't put it out of the gales to make an appearance there. I think we got a good shot at it. And next week will be a great test. We're racing Stillwater and the Lakeville schools and some other top schools. So that'll be a real good test for us. The boys, I foresee Billy Wilson making an appearance there this year. And as far as singly, I think that we can bring two, possibly three females to the state tournament this year.
Awesome. So sounds like it's turning out to be a pretty decent year, even though you're a little shorthanded.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. We have a young team, and they're having a blast. They're aggressive.
Billy Wilson, what grade is he in?
He's 11th. He's actually one of our oldest athletes on the team.
Awesome. So you still got him for another year, and then you got everyone else for several years to come.
Yeah. Well, actually, we got one senior. We have a co-op with Red Wing, Brianna Novak. She's from Red Wing. She's a senior this year, the only senior we have on the team. Then we have two 11th graders and a whole slew of 10th graders.
Sure. Okay, well, the key, right? Having some fun, getting some runs in, getting better at what they do when they do it, and, you know, I mean, make the best of this year, and it looks like you got a great future for the ski team of Northville.
Yeah, they'll be around for a while. We got a lot of, like I said, a lot of 10th graders, a lot of 9th graders, or a lot of 8th graders, as a matter of fact, so... we'll be around for a while.
Sounds good. Tracy Clausen joins us, head coach for the Alpine team. Good luck to you in the future. And, of course, enjoy your vintage snowmobile show today. Sounds like that's going to be some fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I got my girls with, so it's a whole family event today.
Awesome. Good for you. Take care of it. Have fun with it, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
All righty. There it is. Tracy Clausen, head coach for the Northville Raiders Alpine Ski Team. And we'll be back to wrap the wrap coming up here on KYMN.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Community Resource Bank is a true community bank. We believe banking is about helping people. Every client relationship is unique, and we are committed to helping find the right solution for our customers. Loan decisions are made locally and not in some faraway office. We're flexible and are always there when customers need us. Community Resource Bank is here for your personal or business banking. We can help you get started with a tailored plan to meet your unique financial needs. Go Raiders! From everyone at Community Resource Bank in Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
And welcome back to a Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Jimmy LaRue with you for a couple more minutes anyhow. We actually turned out to do okay today. We did have Joel Olson on the program today. We want to thank Joel for taking time out of his busy day unexpectedly to join the program. And then, of course, able to get a hold of Tracy Clausen, another late arrival, and was able to jump on the phone with us this morning and actually bring us some programming here this morning. I thought it was just going to be me doing the weather and A.J. Reister doing what he does best. And, of course, he had Jake Belvin in for the boys' basketball team on Meet the Raider, and then he had his Raider scoreboard to start off the program this morning. If you'd like to hear back the program a little bit, maybe you missed a little bit, all you got to do is go to kymnradio.net, go to Programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then select today's dates, and we'll have that up online here shortly after the shoe, the really big shoe. Again, today in history, 1929, civil rights leader Martin Luther King was born on this day in Atlanta, in which we will celebrate Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Back in 2009, U.S. Airways Captain Chelsea Sully Sullenberger ditched his Airbus 320 in the Hudson River after a flock of birds disabled both engines. All 155 people aboard survived and were not injured as well. Back in 1892, the original rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. There's a little trivia pursuit for you. And back in 1967, the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League defeated the Kansas City Chiefs of the American Football League 35-10. It was the first AFL-NFL World Championship game, retroactively known as the Super Bowl. Good information. Good to know. Today's sunny skies. A high today of about 16. Light easterly winds, no big deal. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low of around 3, wind chills as low as minus 10. For tomorrow, 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 30, south-southwest winds. And then for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, with a low of only 16 with northwest winds. And then on Martin Luther King Day, partly sunny skies, a high near 26. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. Calm winds becoming south-southeast under 5 miles an hour on Monday night. So it's just going to be one of those crispy, clear, cool nights. And then on Tuesday, a 20% chance of some showers. It's warming up to 33. Tuesday night, cooling off around 2. Wednesday, it turns to sunshine and a high of only 7. And then for Wednesday night, looks like it's going to cool off to minus 12 again. But for today, we are, you know, sunny skies, and we're on our way to hopefully 16. Currently in the valley, we are looking at, looks like, warming 3. We're up to 3 with plenty of sunshine. Well, that's a wrap. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. Take care. Have fun. We'll see you next time. We'll see you next week on the Raider Wrap. And like I said, join us Tuesday night for hockey right here on 95.1, The One.